I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. International Christian Concern says a Pakistani court granted bail to 13 Muslims, including radical clerics, who incited mob attacks against Christians, killing 11 and leaving 40 homeless. ICC's Regional Director of Africa and the Middle East, Jonathan Racho, says
this just shows how Muslims are attacking Christians with impunity. We are really disturbed because this is a decision which is given by Lahore High Court, which is supposed to be standing for justice and human rights.
Continue to pray for the believers who are facing harsh persecution. Pray that their faith stays strong. Our website has more details. Next, as monsoon season ends in India, Gospel for Asia is assisting the survivors. Hundreds lost their homes and all of their belongings when flooding swept over West Bengal. Through their compassion services arm, GFA's KP Ohanan says, they're showing these people God's love in a concrete way.
The suffering people face is one of the best opportunity for us to say God loves you, He cares about you. But how can we do that without giving them a meal or some medicine or giving them a shelter or clothes to wear when they have nothing to wear?
And in the former Soviet Union, the once wide open door for the gospel seems to be slowly closing. But next generation Christians in Moldova have sparked renewed hope, so says Russian ministries. At the Lighter 2009 Youth Arts Festival held at the end of August, young artists performed their music and other original works of art. The festival offered these young people a chance to worship, draw closer to God, and become involved in some form of ministry. Pray for these youth as they spark revival across Russia. Mission Network News is of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.